Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back.
23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Debbie Meyer is our guest, our good friend, and one of the big stars on HSN, where she shows up and talks to you about her green bags and green boxes and the cake cutter and the pie cutter and the all that. And what are the kind of products you got, Debbie?
Oh, I've got the Debbie Meyer Genius Sponge, which is a healthy
sponge.
Yeah, that's I've got my magnetic measuring cups and spoons, many, many, many products that make your life easier.
Right, so check that out, folks. And guys, you got to get the cake cutter. I'm telling you, it'll change your life. And DebbieMeyer.com, check that out. Ladies and gentlemen,
And retail, too.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. They're in stores, aren't they?
Yes, we're in retail.
At a store near you.
Very good, Jim.
Not my first rodeo. All right, so folks, Debbie is an entrepreneur for sure. She's an inventor. Her success is off the chart in her work. And Debbie, I mean, nobody walked up and handed this to you in a box with a bow on it, did they?
Absolutely not.
And you dug this out of the dirt. You created it from whole cloth, and it took a lot of perseverance. That's what we're talking about, folks. The perseverance quotient in your success as a small business owner.
It the perseverance quotient is off the charts. Because even today, and I mean, this is many, many years later, people are saying to me, well, how did you do it? Like, they want the thumbnail. You know, I want to do this. I want to be where you are tomorrow, not 20 years from now. And it's kind of like, you kind of stare at them. You know, if anyone ever told you it was fast, cheap, or easy, they were lying to you.
They lied, yeah. Cruel lie.
So you need to be able to learn to roll. You've heard the expression, roll with it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to roll with the punches, that kind of thing. Yes, you do, but you have to also define what you are willing to roll with. And you can have a defined limit if your perseverance is attached to a goal. And that's why I keep on thinking you have to actually have a goal and develop the ability to understand what your limits are, where you want to go with this. If it doesn't reach this place, and I'm not talking about I want to be a millionaire in 13 months. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about realistic goals for a business, for your life. And it goes both ways, because it really is a combination of your mindset and your habits. You have to do what it is you're thinking about.
When you set goals, should you also set limits on how much pain you're willing to have, and how much collateral damage maybe is in your perseverance?
Yeah.
Because shouldn't the conversation with yourself be something like, okay, here's what it probably will look like when my perseverance becomes persistence. As we talked about earlier, you said that persistence is not informed. Persistence is more annoying. It's more in denial. Whereas perseverance is informed. It's checking its position to see if there's any success for the effort and the investment. And so, shouldn't we say, okay, let's watch for collateral damage that would demonstrate to us that my persistence, perseverance is becoming persistence.
That's exactly right.
Like when if my wife leaves me, that's a good sign, right? If my kids won't talk to me, that's a good sign.
Pursuing a cause for the sake of pursuit.
If I become homeless, that's probably a good sign.
Well, to me, persistence is a bit more about being mindless in the pursuit. I'm just going to do it. I think it'll happen because I'm just working that hard at it. That's not the way to get there. Perseverance is looking at the ups and downs, looking at what you're up against, but not quitting just because you come up against something. I think a lot of people give up because they look at how far they still have to go instead of how far they've come. You know, so perseverance takes you beyond where you've gotten. Persistence will just keep you doing what you've been doing every single day. And what I really like is knowing that there's a combination in there. It's not just a mindset. You know, I've heard so many people talk, you know, try to inspire people and motivate people and telling them what their mindset should be. And yes, you must have a mindset, but you also have to have the mechanical ability to persevere. And that's where that goal making comes in, how much pain you're willing to take, how much money you've got left.
Exactly.
All those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so,
go ahead.
It's you learn to do the right things with what you've got.
So, folks, the thing I've learned from Debbie today, the most important thing I've learned is check your position to make sure that whatever you're doing is in the realm of perseverance, which is informed, which is willing to make adjustments, and is telling you the truth. And persistence is something that's probably not telling you the truth. It's maybe more dogged and maybe a little bit of a fool's errand. DebbieMeyer.com, right, Debbie?
That's it.
And when are you going to be on HSN next?
On the 28th.
All right.
At 7 p.m.
All right, so check it out, folks. Thanks, Debbie, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.